Blog Talk Radio.
One way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. That's one way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank and praise God for you tuning in again today. Praise God. To Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bowway. Amen. Letting you know that we love you. We care about people. We care about people's souls. It's not God's will that any perish. Amen. It's not God's will that any should perish. But all, everywhere, that man would come to repentance. Friend, have you repented of your sin? Have you believed in the name of Jesus Christ, Hebrew Yahshua HaMashiach? Have you believed in him? Amen. Letting you know that it's only him you can be saved by. God said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Amen. And that same God that said that was the spirit that was in Christ, giving his power, his guided power to walk, and giving his power to talk and act as a human, praise God. He was in Christ, that body. Amen. See, the body was only the house or the tent of God. And we see here are the temple of God. Amen. So we see that God was in him, reconciling the world into himself. Friend, you got to know that. You can't say that unless you know it, friend. You got to know it within. And that same Yahushua, known as Jesus Christ, amen, we see here that he was the one. Amen. He was the one that you could be saved. There's none to be compared unto him. There's none to be likened to him. My friend, you need to come while you have an opportunity. Amen. Jesus saved through faith. Church of God, the Bowway. Amen. In Tampa, Florida. Amen. 4711 North 22nd Street, on the corner of Osborne and 22nd. Right there on the corner at the light. Praise God. You can see us. So we let you know today that you need to come. My friend, today I want to talk to you guys today. I mean, it's in his name. It's in his name. Amen. It's in his name. Salvation is in his name. Amen. Life is in his name. Prosperity is in his name. Love and kindness is in his name. Wrath could be in his name too if you're not doing that with it right. So I'm letting you know today that he is the sovereignty of all. He is the beginning and the end. He's the creator and maker. The Bible said he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh. Amen. That's St. John 1. You can read it for yourself. But we see it today. You need to come. Well, my friend, I'm Elder Braxton, amen, the elder and the evangelist, amen, at the church there. And we thank and praise God for our pastor, Adrian M. Shaw, our apostle of the Churches of God, the Bowway, our overseer, amen, Apostle C.A. Cowell. Letting you know that these men are great. And also our presider, This is R.J. McCloud. Let you know that we love all of them. We love all of them. Amen. We have another bishop up there in Georgia. Over South Georgia and North Florida. And then we have him, Bishop Jonathan Brickshaw. We thank God for him today. And we have Elder Williams, praise of God. We have him. Amen. Over there in Atlanta, he's one of our overseers. Amen. We thank and praise God for him today of the Northern Quarters. All right. So we see here today that we care about you and we love people. Amen. And all give honor to our Heavenly Father. Amen. Whom we love and we care. Amen. Yahuwah. Amen. Some say Yahweh. Another dialect says Yahweh. So we see here today Yahuwah. Yahuwah. Amen. We give honor to him today because he created us today. Praise God. Amen. In America, they say Jehovah. All right. But we see here today that you need to know his name. Amen. Because it's in his name. Praise God. The Bible talks about his name. Amen. It talks about him. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, Yahushua, amen, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Hey, there's nowhere to hide, friend. And look what it says. Look what it says here. All right, it says, and every tongue shall confess that Yahushua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, is Lord. Well, we say is Yahweh. Amen. They say that. Is Yah. Amen. Amen. Because in the King James Version, they took Yahweh out of the word, of the YHWH, and put Lord there. But anyway, we see here, amen, it talks about every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach, is Lord, which is Yahweh, amen, Yahuwah. All right, and then it tells us to the glory of God. Now, you know, God said, I give not my glory to another. So it has to be in his name. It has to be in Jesus, Yahshua. Amen. So we see here today, you need to come and be not deceived anymore by people are telling you the things that they've been telling you. Some people, you need to search it out for yourself. And that's what people need to do. And that's what it says here in Ephesians. Amen. 1:21. For above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, amen. It was say, not only in this world, but also in the world is to come. So where are you gonna go to get away from it? Amen. Where are you gonna get away from it? Praise God. You got to come to Jesus, Yeshua. Amen. So we see here. Amen. And you know what? You think about it. Amen. As we think about this thing, amen, in St. John, the 5, in John, chapter 5. Let's go back there. Amen. So we see here. Amen. Now you can call me at... Amen. You can call me at the, I'll get that number out there for you in a few minutes. Let me go through the scripture first. Amen. Let me go through the scripture. And so go here. John 5. Let's go to John 5. All right. And look at 43. And look what he said. I am come in my Father's name. So you need to search out his Father's name is. Amen. What his father's name was. Now, he said, I'm coming in my father's name. Amen. And look what it said. And you receive me not. If another should come in his own name, him you shall receive. Think about it, amen. Think about it. So they put this guy on just about all these walls. You have people are looking up to a blonde or either brunette, all right, Caucasian with blue eyes, all right, and calling with a long beard and calling him Jesus, all right. So we see him, amen. Him, they received him, all right. But when it comes to the true name of our Savior and our Messiah, amen, Yahshua HaMashiach, amen, he is the one, amen, commonly known as Jesus Christ in America and England and all, amen. So we see him today. So we got to know the truth, and the truth was, make you free, praise God. All right, now you say, well, preacher, how you know that? If you go back to the Psalms, okay, look at Psalms. Okay, you go back over into the Psalms, all right, the divisions of Psalms. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, let's go back to Psalm 68. Let's look at that. We thank and praise God, amen. Psalm 60, I'm trying to get through here. You know, I ain't got the computers like y'all guys got. I'm in the hardest stuff looking at the quick fix thing. I'm old school, and I do a lot of study low tech. So we sit here today, but I'm catching up, you know, the way, praise God. I'm catching up. And Psalm 68. Let's go there. Hallelujah. 68. All right, let's look at that. Psalm 68. And if you read down from 1 to verses 68 to verses to 4, look what it says. Look what it says. Sing and to God, praises to his name, extol him that rises upon the heaven by his name, Yah. And that, they have J there, but the interpretation, it should be Yah, which means with a Y, all right? And a lot of times in the prophet's name, they have, in the King James Version, they have IH on the end of the, like the prophet, like Jeremiah, Hananiah, the names like Obadiah, you know, Hezekiah, you know, but Yah. So we see here today that Yah is his name. All right. Now you say, how you know that, preacher? Well, Psalm 68, amen. It's a song of David. David was a man after God's own heart. All right? So he knew what the name of God really was. All right? So we see that way we get, amen, we say Yahweh. We say Yahweh. We say in different dialects, you know, really in Paleo Hebrew, Yahuwah. All right? So we see here today, in modern days, we say Yahweh. All right, but we say here, it's in his name. Yah is in his name. Even in the name of our Christ, our Messiah, his name was Yahusha, Yahushua. All right, so because the name Jesus, he wasn't born to. All right, that's the name that man is giving him. All right, but we see here, that's what we got. In fact, in the 1611 Bible, amen, the first vowel was translated, all right, from from Hebrew over to the English, and then King James approved of it. All right, there was no J inside it. All right, there was no J. That was an I. All right. They put I, and later on, J was came in, all right, back in the 1500s, late 1500s. So we see here today, there was no name saying Jesus inside the 1611 Bible. And it wasn't until about the fifth edition of the King James Bible that it was changed and had Jesus in it. The name with the J into it. All right? So we see it, but that doesn't make any difference. You want to call him Jesus? Call him Jesus. Hey, amen. Sometimes I say Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know, in fact, I baptize in the name of Jesus. Amen. And Yeshua, I'm the Shiach. Amen. I baptize in that name. I baptize into it. So when people get baptized, I make sure I have the filial name. And the real name, the Hebrew name, along with the regular name, praise God, the name that we know him as, we know him as here. Most people know him as Jesus. All right, that's great. Amen. Praise God. I believe God will honor it. Amen. And accept it. Praise God. You know, because why? Because a lot of people don't know. A lot of people ignorant to the fact what it is. Amen. I was ignorant to the fact that the name of our Savior and our Savior and our Redeemer, all right, and our Messiah, I didn't know. Until one day, God asked, in other words, he revealed something to me. In other words, have you checked the origin of what your worship, who you're praying to, who you're talking to? And I had to search that thing because it bothered me. I came to this scripture in Psalms 6:8-4, and it stuck with me. God wouldn't let me alone about it. Praise God. He wouldn't leave me alone about it. I started studying and found out that Yah was in the name of Yahusha, Yahushua, and I found that name, Yeshua. Amen. Now the name Joshua. Some call it, back in the day, they called him Yehoshua, Yehoshua. I mean, in English, that's what the name of Jesus should be, really, if you really ask, because that's the interpretation from Yehoshua, either Yeshua, Joshua, Yeshua. Amen. So we see here today that you need to know it. Amen. That means Yah saves. Yahweh saves. It's our salvation. Because God said, look unto me and be ye saved. All the ends of the earth. There's nobody else, man. You got to look unto him. And you got to pray unto him. But have you studied the origin of what you believe in? Praise God. And that's what we have to do. Study it to see where you come, where it's coming from. Amen. Study to see it. So we see here today that you got to believe in him because really Yahweh saves. Amen. Meaning Yeshua HaMashiach. I mean, he saves us. He saved us. Amen. And later on through the years, all right, that name was changed to Jesus. All right. So we see here today. As we go on, we got to know what the origin of what we know, or what we have learned, the origin of what we've been studying for so many years. For many years, I didn't know that. For many years until, you know, God revealed it to me, doesn't that change how I feel about the name of Jesus? No. It doesn't change it. But it's in his name. Amen. That's the reason why Yeshua said, I'm come in my Father's name. But then you have to find out what his Father's name is. You got to find out what the name of his father. All right? They wasn't back in the day, years ago. I mean, that wasn't the name Jehovah. That wasn't the name, amen, of saying Jesus. All right? So that's the way. So we have been deceived. The devil is trying to deceive and bring deception upon the whole world. And that's what's happening right now. Upon the whole world, deception is out there. You better watch out, friend. You better watch out. Amen. So Satan, that's his job. Amen. That's his job. Amen. So we see here, he goes out there deceiving people. Amen. Deceiving people. All right? So I'm letting you know today. Now, who was that man that a lot of you have on the wall? Who is that? Who is the white man of the Caucasian man? All right? His name was Cesare Borgia. All right? So this man was one of the evil men that was. All right? You read about it, Cesare Borgia. All right? If you see about him, read about it, he come from a wicked family. His father was Pope Alexander the Sixth, and he commissioned Leonardo da Vinci to paint his son and proclaim that he's Jesus. And that's where the world went to. So right there, it shows that deception is going on. Deception is going on. Does that man look like he got, you know, burnt brass feet? Does that man look like he got woolly hair? Come on now. See, we see here today. Deception is out there, and we got to look at that. Amen. So people need to realize who Yeshua, who Jesus really is. Amen. So we see this. All right. Now, I have no problem when we say Jesus, because, you know, it's written that the Gentile will call him by a new name. All right? The Gentile called him by a new name. So if the Gentiles came up with the name of Jesus, if it's the Gentiles that came up with the name of Jehovah, all right? But we see here, if you go back and study, you'll find out who Jesus really was, who the real Jesus was, all right, who the real Savior was, all right? But you got to find out, amen? Think about it. The Catholic Church has hid this from many people, all right? Just like they hid that Jesus, Yeshua, was a man of color. He was a black man, a man with melanin in his skin, all right? So think about it, all right? The Madonna doll that the Pope has, and he kisses on the black Madonna doll. Amen. She's a black doll, all right? And all through Asia, I mean, all through Russia, and all through Europe, many places in Europe, you'll find pictures of Jesus being black and his mother, all right? His name was Yahushua, Hebrew, all right? Her name was Marian, all right? So we see her today. We need to study to show ourselves approved. We need to study, amen, and do researches on what you believe in. That's what we got to do, amen? So we see here, as we go on, you got to believe today, man. He's real, and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. All glory goes to him. Amen. All. Amen. So, you know, next week we'll probably talk about the difference with what the scripture saying five times in the scripture that he's hung on a tree. All right. So we see here. And then versus the cross. Okay. We'll talk about that later on. All right. But we see here today that Yah. Amen. Yah. Yahushua. Amen. Yah, Yahuwah, Yahweh. Amen. We see here, like the wind. And I often say, what did Adam first, what he said first, or what he spoke first? Amen. What happened to him when God blew in his nostrils? Amen. And he became a living soul. So when he was made out the dust of the earth and that mud, of the earth, I think the earth. In other words, the Quran talks about mud. Adam was made out of mud, okay? And the Bible of King James say out of the dust of the earth. So we get wet mud, wet earth, which is mud, all right? When God formed him, all right, what happened? When God formed Adam and he blew into his nostrils the breath of life, Adam came up with the sound of life. Yah. Like the sound of the wind. Yah. When God blew into him that name, when God blew into him that breath, it revealed something. You know, when you breathe, amen, you say, yah. All right, you breathe the sound of that wind. And we see here, when God blew in his nose, something happened. Amen. Electricity. He blew that spirit of life in him, and he began to move. Other than that, he couldn't move. Have you ever seen the doctors, amen, as they put, amen, that defibrillator on the people when they done flatlined it out? Amen. So they put that defibrillator onto him and to stimulate his heart, their heart, to put that electricity in it. So it's all about that, too. All right, think about it. But it's in his name that we can be saved. It is in his name that we can live. It's in his name, friend. Amen. So you see this. The name of Jesus, Yeshua, I'm going to see y'all, Yeshua. He said, I've come in my Father's name. All right, friend. All right, so we see here today, and we love you, we care about your souls, and then we thank and praise God for you, and then you're in another segment, praise God, next week. Next week, praise the Lord, we'll be coming back to you. Amen. Let you know that Christ loves you. Amen. And he is there. You know, so God wants us to wake up. Want us to wake up. We need to wake up. You know, we've been lied to for so many years. We've been deceived so many years. It's time for us to wake up. That you that sleepeth. And rise from the dead. Wake up. Rise from your sleep. All right? They say Israel is asleep. And that's the truth. Amen. Because here in America, we don't even know who we are. That's what it is. We don't know who we are. So we was asleep for so long. It's time to wake up. Praise God. We love you. Jesus saved through faith. Church of God, the Bible way. Letting you know that we care about your souls. Wants to see you saved. Amen. We're at the corner of Osmond and 22nd. Amen. Our bishop and pastor, Adrian Melinda Shaw, letting you know that we come. I'm Elder Ernest Braxton. Amen. The phone number is 813-238-6210. In other words, 813-238-6210. Jesus saved through faith. Church of God, the Bible way. Give honor to all the brothers and sisters in the Church of God, the Bible way. Give honor to all the preachers that is preaching the truth. God bless you. We love you. This is Elder Ernest Braxton. All right. Wake up. Wake up, America. Wake up, people. And we are here to tell America to repent of their sins. Repent. America became like Solomon and Gomorrah. But we want you to wake up now. God bless you. We out of here right now. God bless you. Bye-bye. One way to God. One way to God. Yes, you know, one way to God, baptized in Jesus' name. Oh, you must believe in Jesus' name. There, you must believe in Jesus' name. Well, you must believe in Jesus' name. Ah. Baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We out. I love your name, Jesus. Yes, you are. Oh, how great that precious name, Jesus. Thank you.